Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for the opportunity we have to be alive. Thank you so much again for the privilege to gather around your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that you'd speak to us. Cause next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. Trust that you rested well. Again, it's important that I state that God sees you. It's vital that I bring again to your notice that God is aware. God is aware. We do not have a high priest that cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all ways, tempted, so that he's able to succor those of us who go through temptation. God sees you. God sees you. Like a question that I'm having to deal with this morning. Said, do I need mercy simply because God is angry with me? Nope. Actually, the mercy of God comes because God is good to you. God is not angry with you. Nope. God is not mad at you. God wants to help you. God is eager to help you. And part of the ways God helps a man is by sending a man with his word. By sending a man with his word. The anointed is God's system of help, especially the one that comes with the word of God. According to Isaiah chapter 53, surely he has borne, our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Listen, these things were done on legal grounds. Therefore, being justified by the grace of God, by the grace of God, which is in Christ Jesus, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Just Romans chapter 3, we have been justified. That means we have been legally declared free. You have been legally declared free. One of the biggest things that can happen is to see your sicknesses, as part of your salvation. It's worthy of note that the word sozo is translated saved in some scriptures and translated healed in other scriptures. For example, in Romans chapter 10, whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. It's sozo. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 14 and verse 9, the Bible says, whom Paul, there sat at Lystra, a certain man impotent in his feet, never at work, the same heard Paul preach, whom perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Healed there is sozo. So understand this, that to be saved is also to be healed. Healing is such an integral part of your salvation that it does not make sense for you to embrace the salvation in Christ and still embrace sickness and disease. Your salvation in Christ has made sickness and disease an illegality in your body. There will never be a legal explanation for sickness and disease, including sin. Sin can open the door, but I tell you sincerely that the forgiveness of sins has made you free and above. Has that given you license to live carelessly? Of course not, because your body, is on a time leash. Your organs are, they are mortal. They are sensitive. You can destroy them beyond repair. Yes, but I want you to know that you can live free from sickness. It can be chased away anytime because it's an illegal occupant. An illegal occupant in a non-computed building or in a construction site can stay there until he's caught. The day he's caught, he's got to go. I want you to know that sickness has got to go. Sickness is not, we are not negotiating with disease to leave. We are commanding it to go because it is an illegal occupant here. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God let me there. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.